Hello, my name's Dr. Sandra Cabot, and I'm here today to talk to you about fatty liver, how to reverse it. And I'm joined by naturopath Victoria Taylor.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, so this is a subject we talk about frequently. We get a lot of emails from people who struggle with fatty liver. We've written a book called Fatty Liver, How to Reverse It. And we have a lot of patients in our various medical clinics who have fatty liver. And we're going to give you some life-saving tips of how to reverse it. And just to start with, I'd like to share with you a case history of a long-standing patient of mine who has had fatty liver on and off for 20 years and really struggles with her addiction to gluten and sugar. And so therefore, her fatty liver and the liver inflammation flares up or goes up and down with what she eats. And so it's been very interesting to observe this patient over a long period of time. The important thing is that she's always been overweight, always, her whole life. She's struggled with her weight and didn't understand that it was due to a liver problem. So she has a liver that stores fat instead of burning fat. And some people have this genetic predisposition. She's also highly intolerant to gluten, although she's not a celiac, but she's still gluten intolerant. And when she eats gluten, she will get an elevation in the amount of inflammation in her liver, which is demonstrated by the rapid and severe rise in liver enzymes. And also her weight goes up rapidly when her liver enzymes go up. So it's interesting to know that there's several types of fatty liver. And in this particular patient's case, she has the inflammatory type. So some people can have a fatty liver that is annoying, but it won't kill them. In other words, it's not causing a lot of inflammation in the liver, so it won't lead to cirrhosis, which can lead to liver failure and the need for liver transplant. So we need to look at what type of fatty liver a patient has. Is it the more benign, favourable type where you're just overweight but your liver enzymes are only slightly elevated, therefore not much liver inflammation? Or do you have the aggressive inflammatory form of fatty liver where your liver enzymes such as your GGT and your ALT and your ALP go through the roof? And so we always need to monitor the liver enzymes as well as doing a liver ultrasound. So it's been really interesting to manage this patient over the years, and I'm sure really if I hadn't been her doctor that she'd be dead by now, I have no doubt, because her liver becomes so inflamed that she becomes jaundice and she's vomiting and she has to be hospitalised. And then I say, now go back on the liver cleansing diet and take your Livertone Plus and your N-acetylcysteine and do some juicing with some green vegetables. And within 2 weeks, her liver enzymes are almost normal. So it's really gobsmacking, if you like, or astonishing to see how quickly her very damaged liver responds to nutritional medicine. And, you know, she's really an interesting lady in that she's tried everything to lose weight. She's had gastric banding, which was a failure and caused her chronic abdominal pain. And, you know, her weight loss was only temporary. And it is, in most cases, only temporary. When you have a gastric banding, it's not a successful procedure. And, you know, what I've found over the years, Victoria, is that you got to focus on the liver. There's so many people out there who are tired, they're unwell, they're overweight, they may be pre-diabetic, and they can't lose weight. They can't seem to improve their health And that is because they don't focus on their liver.
Well, it's also that they'll go to their doctor. The doctor will do routine blood tests. Blood tests will come back fine. The doctor will say, you're healthy. It's not a good feeling that when you feel like death warmed up and the doctor says there's nothing wrong with you, because you know there is.
Mm.
And then they, if you ask them, so often you know, my patients say to me, you know, that they ask the doctor if there's any diet that they should follow. And the doctor says, no, it's either you can eat what you like, or the doctor will say, lose weight. And when they say how, doctor doesn't answer. They don't.
Yeah.
They've just got this lose weight. Now, we know through years of experience that you reverse the fatty liver, get your liver healthy, and the weight just stabilises nicely, and you've got a lot more energy, clearer eyes, and sleep better, everything. That's all your right. Parameters just improve out of sight.
And quickly.
Very quickly.
Yes, it's amazing, you know, to have observed this patient over more than a decade and to have watched her go into very severe liver inflammation requiring hospitalisation, and just through following the diet, the liver cleansing diet, and using the various soup recipes, including the liver healing soup in the book, and taking the Liver Tone Plus, to see within several weeks her liver functions almost normal. And so I say to her, look, you really have to avoid the gluten and the sugar, but she can't help it. But thank God that I've been her doctor, because I don't think she'd be here now. I'm always saying to people, focus on your liver. The liver is the key. Unless you improve your liver function first, you can't lose weight. You can't get the energy back. And so we're going to talk about some of the foods that can really heal your liver. Of course, along with liver tonics, such as the Liver Tone Plus, which, by the way, is a clinically proven formula. Have been studies done on the Liver Tone Plus to show that it works in fatty liver, and it is evidence-based, and it is a synergistic formula containing many ingredients, including all the B vitamins, specifically the activated form of folic acid, which helps people to methylate, in other words, to detoxify. The Liver Tone Plus also contains N-acetylcysteine, which helps your liver to make glutathione. It also contains selenium, which is a mineral vital for glutathione to function, and also vital to reduce liver inflammation. It contains a potent dose of milk thistle, the clinically proven dose, which is not diluted with phospholipids as in some other brands. So a potent dose of milk thistle. The Liver Tone Plus also contains taurine, a very important amino acid for bile production and the removal of toxic substances via the bile. Also, it contains vitamin C, which is very, very important to mop up free radicals, which are produced during the detoxification processes in the liver. And it contains zinc, green tea extract, and glutathione. So it's got a lot of different ingredients, and they work synergistically together. And it's contained in a powder inside a vegan capsule. So as opposed to tablets, it's not full of binders and fillers, and it's easy to absorb. So that's a Liver Tone Plus, Victoria, which is a 20-year-old formula. It's been studied extensively.
That's right, and so well proven. But before we do get on to so much about the liver, I'd just like to draw the listener's attention to what Dr. Cabot had said about her patient with the gluten.
Yeah.
It's so often you now, and I ask you to reflect on your own situation. This lady could not give up gluten, and so often we find that we are actually allergic to the foods we're addicted to. The body is smart, but sometimes it does some really silly things. So if you find that you're addicted to a food that you just can't give up, really look at it, because it may actually be in large or small part hampering your quest for health and vitality.
Yes, because, you know, gluten can be pro-inflammatory. Not everybody's gluten intolerant, by the way, but it depends on your country of origin and your genes, all that. And it really, you need to eliminate it for 6 to 12 months to see the difference before you can say you're gluten intolerant. Also, some people have the genes, the HLA-DQ genes, which we can test for in a blood test, which predispose them to gluten intolerance, whether it be in the form of celiac disease or just gut inflammation or liver inflammation or psoriasis or autoimmune diseases. Gluten intolerance can manifest in many different ways. But if you're going to eat foods that cause inflammation in your body, that can lead to obesity and fatty liver. It's not just how much you're eating, it's what you're eating.
Exactly right, yes.
Mm. So let's look at some of the foods that can heal the liver, Vic. Let's start with what kind of salads people can have.
Well, you're going to get used to me because every time you'll hear me on a podcast, I'm going to have to talk about bitter greens. Bitter greens are just so good for the liver. So radicchio lettuce, or other lettuces that just aren't...
Rocket?
Rocket's more pungent, but it can have a bitter character to it.
It's aromatic.
Very, very aromatic.
Yeah. Oh, so it'll be a good one to have, rocket.
Very, very, very...
Rocket salad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm. And the radicchio and endive.
Oh, endive is, yes, amazing. Anything that sort of makes you, on the first time, screw your nose up a little bit because it's not what we're used to, you eat a little bit for a week and they won't taste as bitter and your liver will be thanking you every
That's
day.
That's right, yes. These things are such powerful antioxidants. And also vegetables high in sulfur, because that's a mineral essential for detoxing.
Definitely. You don't go without your garlic, onions.
Leeks.
Well, leeks have got a lot more sugar than your garlic and onions.
Right. But they're still good, right?
Yes.
Still high in sulfur.
And your sulfur-containing proteins like
leeks
eggs
are hard to cook, though, aren't they?
A lot of people don't know how to cook eggs. Leeks.
Leeks.
They're not used to cooking leeks.
How would you cook leeks?
Well, I would use all of it, including the green, slice it quite finely, sauté it in butter, and then add it to a casserole.
Well, that sounds nice. That sounds better than the way my mum cooks them. She steams them.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
They would just fall apart.
She was
just
meant
go
for
to...
greater things, my mother.
Yeah, I don't think cooking was the forte.
She's not domesticated. She's more entertaining.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, she's the one who'll burn the pot while she's talking about something interesting and entertaining everyone.
Yes, well,
it's probably why I'm so slim.
We've got to avoid burning the pot because then you get those toxic polyphenols that you don't want.
Yes. And also chives are very good.
Yes, well, they're all of the allium or onion family.
Yeah, and radishes such as red radish, horseradish is excellent.
Yes, now they are a different family of vegetables. They all belong to the brassicas, or you may recognise them as the cabbage family.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that includes radishes, daikon radish, including the daikon radish, rocket, cabbages, cauliflowers...
Broccoli.
Brussels sprouts, yes, all of those. And when we say cabbages, yes, the white cabbages, the Savoy cabbage, the red cabbage, they're all just absolutely
Have you noticed
wonderful.
How men don't like green vegetables? That's why they've got more fatty livers. How can we get men to eat these smelly, pungent, sulphurish vegetables? Stir fries, is that the best
Stir fries are very, very good now. They're not green, but cauliflower just go a treat. You can find on the net lots of recipes for things to do with cauliflower. You can actually put it in a blender before you cook it, and it becomes cauliflower rice, and you then just saute that in butter. I'm a fan of butter.
Mm. Butter's good for your liver.
Oh, butter's...
Or coconut oil.
Yes.
It's excellent. You can make rice out of cauliflower. That's very paleo, isn't it?
It's very paleo. It looks like rice. It tastes like cauliflower, but it looks like rice. If you want to make a
mash... crunchy like rice.
Yes.
Mm.
I'm not big on potato mash, but, oh, my goodness, I could eat a number of bowls of cauliflower mash. You steam the cauliflower. You can use a stick blender and blend it. It doesn't go to pap like your potatoes do. You add salt and pepper and butter, and it is just a taste treat. You can use it as a topping on a shepherd's pie, part of a paleo pastry base. There's just so much you can do with cauliflower, and because it's a bit pungent in its odour, but you can probably colour it, you know, with a bit of sweet potato or some carrot and try and...
What about a bit of curry? A
bit of curry would be great. But yeah, you can also add your cauliflower rice before you cook it. You can even put it into a... bolognese sauce, so that you can hide your veggies.
Oh, good. There. Yeah. Yes. Well, men, you have to do things like that.
Oh, you've
it's
got
a lot of effort. Yeah. Yes, just come on, guys. Step up to the plate. Love your liver.
Yes.
And don't forget the herbs such as basil, coriander, chives, mint, parsley, oregano. Beautiful. If you hate the taste, turn them into a juice and add some carrot and beetroot and some orange, lime and lemon and suck it up that way.
Yes. Mm. Now, you'll notice that a lot of the things that we've been talking about here are probably things that you would find in your local Italian restaurant. And that the Mediterranean diet is also very, very healthy for the liver.
Olive oil, very good.
But the Mediterranean-style diet really promotes good liver health.
Yes, it does. I agree. And also a lot of Asian food, because the spices such as the chili and curries, they're all cleansing, really. They stimulate detoxification.
Very much so. Mm. Well, chili's more a circulatory stimulant, so it sort of gets the whole body.
And it makes you sweat, helps to detox.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, look, we've got some delicious recipes in the Liver Cleansing Diet book and the book on fatty liver, how to reverse it. And these things really do work. And it's just fascinating to see how quickly the liver responds to a little bit of tender, loving care. It's amazing.
Yes. Love your liver and the liver will love you. You'll live a longer, healthier life with increased youth. You can't forestall your chronological age, but you don't have to become decrepit in older age. A healthy liver will keep you healthy and vital until one day you just fall off the perch in good health.
That's right. It's the quality of life that we want. And, you know, that people think, oh, well, I've got a fatty liver, oh, goodness, well, so is everyone else, you know, I won't worry about it. But they don't realise how good they could feel if they reversed it. Definitely. And it works quickly. As I'm saying, this patient that I've got who's got a very severe inflammatory fatty liver responds so quickly, and I think, wow, you know, it's nutritional medicine's wonderful.
But you've got to ask, why does she go back?
Well, look, we all have our weaknesses, Vic.
Okay.
I'm not telling you what mine are, no. But we all have our little weaknesses, our addictions, our Achilles heel, because life is stressful and we've got things we turn to, and this lady's definitely a foodie.
Yes, that's fine.
And gluten and sugar is addictive, and You know, she's the classic case, but she gets well quickly. We just have to remind ourselves, like, read the liver cleansing diet book regularly. Just even if you read, like, a couple of pages or read the fatty liver book and get inspired. Because if you have a fatty liver, you know, you need to be motivated to reverse it. Otherwise, it will increase your risk of being overweight and being diabetic and being tired, and indeed increase your risk of cancer. So it's not hard to reverse a fatty liver, and it's not painful either, because you won't be hungry. You'll just be needing to take a good liver formula and to use some specific vegetables and recipes and menus, perhaps a few juices to heal the liver, which will respond quickly and just beautifully. And really, it will change your quality of life enormously.
Yes, definitely will.
So there you go. More interesting news on a fatty liver.
And remember, love your liver and live longer.
And live better. That's and even more definitely. Important. Yes. Okay, bye for now. And remember, if you have any questions, feel free to email us from liverdoctor.com or cabothealth.com.au.
Thank you, and have a vegetable juice daily.
Well,
if you can.
That's plenty, right. At least a salad every day.
Okay, and at least 1.5 litres of water to keep your liver well hydrated.
And have you had your Liver Tone Plus today? Yes, she has. That's why she's got rosy cheeks. Bye.
Bye-bye.